Gemara in Chul and Andav Yud Zayin discusses the different type of meat that was permitted in the Midbar. All agree you didn't need a regular shechita. It's depending on what, and as well, when you're allowed to eat meat at all. If you're only allowed to eat meat in conjunction next to the Mishkan, or not. So there was a whole debate in the Gemara. So Rav Yirmiyah asked the following question. He wants to know, the meat that was kosher in the Midbar, once they entered Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Shechita was given as we know it. So the question is, are we permitted to eat leftover meat from the Midbar? Any new meat, we have to slaughter it. But beforehand, whatever was mutter was that mutter. Do we use the grandfather clause or not? So that's Rav Yirmiyah's kasha, and it seems to be unanswered. So, in fact, some say, why are we discussing it? Like, who cares? It's never going to happen. No one has any leftover meat. So, what's the issue? So, there's a rush that points out that maybe it's relevant to the prohibition of Gvina Zakam, having cheese from non-Jewish sources, because originally, Minat Torah, you could have cheese, kosher cheese. If the rabbis made a decree for different reasons not to have Gvina Zakam. So the question is, what happens if they made the Gzera June 1st. So does that mean all the cheese that you're allowed to eat before June 1st, because they had a 5 pounds of Miller or some other big pack, do you have to throw out the cheese or the grandfather clause? You could just eat the cheese left over from before. So that's a discussion. So others point out that the Gemara by the meat of meat, that's a Daraisa, so therefore perhaps Savik Daraisa Wachumra. But Gvina Zakam is only a Drabanan, so then maybe there's room to be Meku. In fact, there's a famous Chidah about the 9 days, that he has a big Chiddush, that if it's Sudas Mitzvah, Shabbos, then once it's a Heter to eat the food on Shabbos or on the Sudas Mitzvah, you could also eat that meat during the 9 days. That's not the accepted opinion, but that's the Shitas Chidah. So based on this opinion, assuming you accept this opinion, so the Mishnah Berurah, others point out that why are we having dairy on Shavuos? Because it was too much of a tircha. They didn't want to go ahead and go through the whole process. So the shaila is, what about the leftover meat before? Do we say just like the Gemara entertained leftover meat before they entered Eretz Yisrael? Could we eat it, or the Rush discusses Gvina Zakam or the Chidah, leftover meat? So what about the grandfather clause? Whatever meat I had before, I was permitted to eat, so maybe I could still eat that meat after Har Sinai. So that's what the Mefarshim were now. That's not a kasha, because we all agree, no, because once at Har Sinai, so the Torah was given, so therefore whatever was set up, the head to the meat without shechita was set up in the Midbar, and later on when they came into Israel, they had it. Or the 9 days, or the Gvina Zakam. All working within the regulations. But Kodem and Torah is like a different chefza. It's a different world. Matan Torah is like a different world. That once the Torah was given, we can't take in what happened before, so there's no chalos heter on that meat. That meat's treif. I wasn't Jewish before. It's like we don't say, no one entertains a gersh and his gaya that he, well, finish off your freezer, finish off your pork, finish off your treifis, because gersh and his gaya can cut and chenola on me. So I guess that is a discussion in Har Sinai or not, but when a person becomes a convert, so you take on the new thing. So too, the world changed for Klal Yisrael, and therefore, that's why there's no mention of even the potential of eating the treif meat, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah has to come on to the reason why we have dairy that's the tircha of not wanting to go through the whole process. I what do you mean, just take the meat from before that? You can't. That was Kodaman Torah, that's Trefus, and I said, and there's no connection to eating it now. And we discussed last time about the issue of why not to say if Shuas was Shabbos, so why not say you just couldn't, you couldn't shecht it. However, we pointed out that perhaps they the first Shabbos they got in the middle of Shabbos, or perhaps they weren't obligated to keep Shabbos. So whatever the reason is, that the minhag of dairy remains.